From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Parts of the South Mississippi Delta have suffered from chronic flooding for generations. Relocation and rebuilding are a regular part of life, but coming up with a solution has been controversial. The pumps that could prevent flooding could also damage the wetlands. In recent months, the Environmental Protection Agency started pursuing a fix once again. The Vicksburg Post has been covering how all of this impacts residents. Anna Gizerix is the managing editor of the paper. She spoke with the Gulf States Newsroom's Danny McArthur to discuss how the South Delta got to this point.
So this has been an issue that's kind of been going on for generations.
Yes.
Why is flooding such a persistent problem in the area?
So historically, it's been a problem since the 1890s, if not before. The latest account I found is a lady whose great-great-grandparents had their wedding announcement in the newspaper, and it said that the guests arrived by skiffs because the water was too high for them to walk there. So the history of the area is kind of pockmarked by a few major floods. And so 73 rolls around, and backwater floods, the Mississippi River floods, and there's no way for that water to escape, right? You have the levee, and you have water on either side. So the Corps of Engineers comes in, and they say, okay, we're going to design this pumping system. It's a three-part system. You have the steel bio gate that opens to let Mississippi River water in when the river is too high, or let backwater out when it's too high. You have the levee system. And then you also have the backwater pumping station. That last piece of the puzzle, the pumping station, was not completed. So because there's no pumping station, it creates a bathtub effect.
And I think you were touching on it right there, yeah, a little bit already, but I guess when it comes to solutions to the problem, there's been, yes, like a lot of back and forth for quite some time.
Yes. So we kind of have this demonization of anti-pump people, and we also have demonization of these large producing cash crop farmers. And at the same time, we also have the environmental piece, because these floods do devastate the flora and fauna in the region. So for the last few years, the Yazoo backwater pumps issue and the Yazoo backwater flooding issue has been treated like a political football to be punted around instead of a matter of life and death for both human, animal, plant life in the region.
I guess you maybe talk a little bit about what's at stake for these communities if there's no solution.
So I have, through the course of my reporting, kind of crisscrossed the area, which is a lot wider than it looks like on a map. But I've seen what these towns look like after floods. A good example is the Holly Bluff community. One source I spoke to, Mr. Thomas Jones, he said, you know, we used to have commerce in a downtown. It wasn't very big, but it was there.
In our little town, we lost churches.
Mm-hmm.
We lost our bank, our school. And we, you know, it just impacted us. We don't have a gas station.
And I had to drive through all of what remains of that town to get to his house. It was shocking to me to see just bricks tumbling out of buildings.
And so back in January, there was like some movement on this, you know, with the Army and the Environmental,
yes,
Protection Agency.
So that was in February. But now Army and EPA are working together. And then in February, February 15th, they invited everybody in the community to come out to the Vicksburg District building here in Vicksburg. And they had a series of public information sessions. And it was a conversation between these officials from Washington, D.C., with the EPA and the Army Civil Works, and the people who, again, have been living in and amongst these floodwaters their whole lives. The residents were hopeful. They walked away hopeful, which is something I had not seen in any other meeting. It really, really felt positive.
As someone who's been reporting on this for a while, why should people across the region be paying attention to this?
Well, the people in the Yazoo backwater area and in the South Delta are just like you and me. They come from all walks of life, all backgrounds, They're proud of where they're from, and what they do is important to our region. They are pushed out of their homes. They have lost everything, not once, but twice and three times over in some cases. And all they want to do is what you and I take for granted every night, which is go home and enjoy the places that they've worked so hard to cultivate and to build a life.
That was Anna Gizerix, the managing editor of the Vicksburg Post and host of the podcast Voices of the Floods. She spoke with the Gulf States Newsroom's Danny McArthur.